Piwano Bhikkhu and Akasa Maitreya Bhikkhu to pay their respects.
I
want to thank you very much.
I'm
very happy.
And also, I'm very happy because here it seems the facilities good, and inside it seems you people here who devote in certain practice also I think very genuine and very devoted. So you see from both sides, the external and internal, from both viewpoint, I think this is something good combination. As I always believe, we must have a material facility. At the same time, we must have internal development. So I think here you have both. This is very good. I am really glad to see these things. Now as here we gathered mainly as Buddhist friends. So I myself, follower of this great teaching, great teacher. I make mistake. So all our teacher, our guru, our teacher, this is one teacher. We all of us, the same follower of him. And also here are say friends. Now this sort of, you see, common meeting or common, what do you call, common gathering, common sure. Together, gathering with these various believers. It seems this is something, positive indication. It's a very good sign. All spiritual faiths, there are different philosophy. Some are just opposite to each other. We do not accept creator. you see, your philosophy, whole philosophy based on that conception, on that, theory. You see, there are great difference. But I am greatly respect your faith. Because, not political reason, not just polite, but really, sincerely I feel, in the past so many centuries, your tradition serve, I think, great service for humankind. So because, you see, in our human mind, in human different mental disposition, you see, this sort of, you see, variety of spiritual, the rich, variety of rich, richness, where?
Rich variety
in philosophy or religion. It is something very necessary, very useful. At the same time, you know, if we respect to each other and choose suitability according to your own taste. Now the and making, you see, while you are develop or improving my way, improving yourself, try to making a good human being, not, you see, not what to call that, the cunning or ruthless, this sort of, you see, not trying to control these things, and develop the gentle, kindness, honest, and these things. While you are improving yourself, at the same time, more think about our humanity, our human society, and serve for our brothers, sisters, irrespective, believer or non-believer, or Buddhist, or Christians, or Jewish, or Muslim, anyone, including communist, atheist, who are even criticize religion. All right, since they are human being, they want happiness, they do not want suffering, and also they have right, equal right to be happy. So we must respect, we must love, we must extend our love and compassion to them. So making common effort to whole mankind. That's our duty. That's our responsibility. So now various, through different teaching, the various teachings, very purpose of various teachings are not criticizing to each other, not quarrel to each other, but making common effort to make a happier humankind. So this sort of, you see, meeting together in the last 20 years, I have many occasions to be with different, very different faiths and people, and pray together, eating together, not sleep together so far. So you see, that's you see, very positive indication. Pray together, you see, meditate together, very good. So now here also, here opportunity, we some brothers here, very nice. So now this is the basic or the broader sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
In sense of broad, the Dachin Bhutan Shevina.
Yes, the broader sense.
Mm. Now the particular, the Buddhist, our own, you see, practice. Now this is our business, not your business. You see, here, I mean, we Buddhist, the Lord Buddha himself, best example show by himself. I mean, there's not much to learn or to try, but we must copy from his way of life and way of thinking. That's sufficient. Contentment, contentment, tolerance, serving for other, without selfish motive. This is his way of life, his way of thinking. As a Jesus Christ, I think. All these great teachers, if you look, most of these great teachers are almost like a saint, not a luxury type, not something like a king, emperor, but as a just a simple human being. You see, inner strength is something great, something tremendous, right? Limitless. But outside appearance is very contentment, simplicity, way of life. That's the, that's something. That is the quality, you see. So we must follow about his way of life and way of thinking. Yeah. Now you see the main point is our own way of life. Lord Buddha says, kasa tani sumalho shita ge pe chwa ngembu shibshin pet kal tar lhungyu ya mares.
One should not fall to an extreme, living in very bad circumstances.
Almost something like self-torture.
Mm-hmm.
That also extreme. Then another, the luxury type of way of life. We must abandon that. So something middle way, middle path. And contentment. If you have contentment, usually we say, if you have a contentment, then you are real rich, wealth.
If you have contentment, you are really rich then. If you don't have contentment, even if you are a billionaire, you won't have happiness.
You always feel hungry or thirsty. You want more and more and more. So in that viewpoint, you are not rich. You are poor. Still you want. You have contentment. The middle class family, contentment, very satisfied, no worry. So you see, contentment is a very important inner facility for happiness. Then tolerance. Lord Buddha, when the Mara, when the evil force come.
Mm-hmm.
He's not using nuclear weapon, or even
a needle.
He just, you see, meditate on compassion, kindness, and maitri, chamba, or maitri, Sanskrit word, karuna and maitri. Through that practice, that force, with that force, he destroyed or eliminate that, you see, force. So you see the tolerance or the sabha sirve, tolerance, patience, tolerance is very, very useful. So with tolerance, we can develop compassion more easily. And also with tolerance in daily life, not extreme tolerance, but you see some reasonable use of tolerance is now here. In daily life, very useful. If something happened, some tragedy, some unfortunate happened, if you have tolerance, then that tragedy or that unfortunate may not create mental unrest. If you are very impatient, then due to small reasons, you immediately burst and out of control of yourself. Then either you see killing other people or bullying on other or criticize other, shouting on other, and at the same time your own peace completely lose. So no use. Now tolerance. Even you see bigger unfortunate happen, you can bear it. But at the same time, you remain calm. So actually, you are better equipped to face that challenge, that unfortunate thing. If you lose your internal peace, in mental stability, you will be loser. Because you see, you cannot challenge reasonably or right way to that unfortunate thing. But without loosening internal peace and inner stability, mind stability, you can much better to face that problem. Now, this is I can say according our own experience. Now everybody knows what is the situation of Tibetan and the Dalai Lama like that. You will know. Without loosening internal peace, I feel we can manage much better than
getting very excited and angry and emotional about it.
So now tolerance is something very useful in our daily life. Now the compassion, basic teaching of Buddha is compassion, love. Now the Buddhism, generally the people divided the people called Mahayana and Hinayana, or you see the Bodhisattvayana and the Kasachuti. Savagayana. See, in both cases, in Savagayana or Theravada school, Savagayana teaching, the basic teaching based on the basis of, Shila.
Ethics.
The basic ethics, right? Because children with Shizati, Shannon never Shizacheva to us load.
The basis of ethics is to cease harming others.
Now, in Bodhisattvayana, not only that, we must serve for other, we must help other. So, whole Buddhism if you take a essence, then whole Buddhism in two sentences. That is, if you can, you must help other. If not, don't harm other. These two sentences are whole Buddhism. Yeah. So you see, you can see, the whole Buddhist teaching is based on compassion, love. We are not much emphasis on God, but we emphasis on the human, all sentient beings, humanity, and all sentient beings. So these are Buddha's the basic teaching. And something very, something very practical and very great requirement.
Something that's needed every day in one's life.
So I'm
I admire.
Admire about your activities, your organize these things. Very good. Then small and certain and small points would like I would like to mention is first, suppose you are a religious person, then first you yourself should be change and improve, and your first responsibility is checking yourself, examine yourself, not checking on other or criticizing other, but criticize yourself and checking yourself. This is the first. Then we must respect all religion. We should not do any sign of disrespect for other religion. Then another point. As a new Buddhist, at the beginning, you must know the inner development will take time. Not within, you see, just a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or few months. You should not expect that some good result can achieve within short period. That is wrong. You should not think that way. Now, for example, myself, I have no difficulty to learn the foreign language, and through our own language, Tibetan language, I can learn Buddhism very well. And I myself, as a, I'm born in a Buddhist family, and our whole country is a Buddhist country, and generally speaking, majority of Tibetans are Buddhist, though there are Christians and there are there are many followers of certain religion, which is ancient Tibetan religion, not Buddhism. We call Bembo, Burmism. And also there are Muslims. So majority of Tibetans are Buddhist. And I myself, from the young age, I become a monk, and like that. So in the viewpoint of practice Buddha Dharma, I have much more facility than you. But even then, my own development, now I think around 15, 16 years of my age, I think some real enthusiasm to practice, I think grow. So now, 44. So many years, quite a number of years, I practice. And you see, between, you see, 2-3 years, then I can notice, oh, now there is some improvement. But you see, within few weeks, very difficult. So now in my case, something like that. In your case, I'm saying this not due to disrespect, but something truthfully, you have much less facility regarding practice of Buddhism. I have much more facility. In that case, you see, to take time. So, on your case, no question, will take time. So, you see, the great determination to practice without effortless way.
Without loosening one's effort.
So, this is something important. Then another point I would like to mention is as I mentioned earlier, the very purpose of the practice of Buddha Dharma is the serving for other. So you should not isolate from the society. It seems now this way of practice, I think, very good. Your general profession way.
You're engaging in your own professions within the general society, and then you're taking up retreats here.
I like very much. It is very good. So we must remain in the society and serve and help other. So if someone, there is a certain people who become Like you see, Buddhist, suppose I become a Buddhist and try to isolate from the rest of the society and their own way of life, something strange way of life. That is not, I mean, not kasuri. Jukukhem duwa.
It doesn't flow well, doesn't flow easily.
Buddha Kora in kasuri, but Shigalong is strangers which can do Buddha Kora Chashana. Buddha.
Oh, Buddha's attitude wasn't strange?
Buddha Kora, but Kanzaru Shiki Nayamar,
Buddha didn't show anything strange or behave in an unusual way, but in a very nice way.
So, we must be a very nice way. So, this is my feeling.
Gandhi.
Yeah.
Gandhi.
Okay. So now, Dashanda, that gets to Nyaure.
Your Holiness, what is the most essential thing in the practice of Buddha Dharma?
Zode.
Zode. Ningbo.
I think of compassion, love. That is the basic. Tenene. And another thing is wisdom. Wisdom sight. There are different kind of wisdom, but main wisdom is understand realization of ultimate nature. Usually we call emptiness, shunyata, the realization of shunyata. This is something very important. So these two are the basic teaching.
How can one work with deep fears most effectively?
Quite a number of method or reason.
The first is to think about actions and their effects. If one believes or accepts that there are effects of actions.
Now here you see, usually we say something happened, something bad happened. We say, oh, very unlucky. Something good happened, we say, oh, very lucky. It's actually just the two words, lucky and unlucky, that is not sufficient. There must be some reason. Because of that reason, and that day or that time, become because of unlucky or lucky. So usually we do not go to beyond lucky and unlucky. If we think beyond what is the reason, then Buddhist explanation is the because of our past karmic reaction.
Thus, one way is to think that the fear that you're having today comes as a result of some of your own actions in the past. And for instance, if you have fear of some pain or suffering, you should examine whether there's anything you can do about that suffering. If you can do something about it, then there's no need to worry about it. If you can't do anything about it, there's also no need to worry about it.
Then I am really dear, Casa Chuti. Sulu Namda Yungiore. Namda Sulu Yungudo, Yan to start the chatting with Dagger and Shinya.
Then you could investigate who is it that's getting afraid. Examine the nature of yourself.
Where is I? Who am I? Where is I? What is the very nature of I? Beside my physical and my consciousness, where is I? That sort of investigation. that may help. Some And then that's so Chanju Senpai Nyanglin Shingen Tende Yinani and Shengi Dungne Rangdo Tsu Lenya Tende Ta Samyuare.
And for somebody who's engaging in the Bodhisattva practices, one seeks to take other suffering onto oneself.
So Shenan Shiyebe Kudul Ya Tata Shenda Agi Shenan Ngan Nen Shingi Shenan Yungi Tende Yungguri Shenan Jide Samo Lata Ngay Gang Liyong Yawari Sam Tende Samo Tengri.
So when you have fear, then you can think, oh, others have fear similar to this, and may I take to myself all of their fears.
And
even though you are opening yourself up to greater suffering, you're taking greater suffering to yourself, your fear lessens.
This is one method.
Or another way is to not let your mind stay with these thoughts of fear and put it on something else and let the fear just become lost.
That's a temporary method. That is some sort of.
That's just a temporary method.
Then, kato ata shenda. Yeah, bena susu samne nali ata si bena dirvichi si insecurity dirvichi samu kogu dunani. Nasu bena Buddhisti ni dina samdaniya pingre. Bena Buddha. Kasurkom, Lord Buddha kom, and Lord Buddha pambalia susita. Yan ben niyade bekarujin ben sus Lord Buddha ben pambal nalyang godshan tayu samar. Ndi yan imagination chipingri.
And if you feel, if you have a sense of fear due to insecurity, you can imagine, for instance, if you're lying down or so, that the Buddha, you can imagine that the Buddha is right here and your head is in his lap.
That also, psychologically, sometimes may helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And then another method, sometimes when it comes to kisi di yebe inani, yanshi nga nga nyamni shengem di yinbe inani, aya nga tayam di yare.
And if any of you have this, who know how to recite mantra and so forth, you can do that.
So, this is my answer.
In different Buddhist traditions, there's ideas of different vehicles, lesser, greater, and supreme. When the mind is silent and free of attachment, aversion, and delusion, does it matter which vehicle is carrying it? The table mumbo yores. And it's so sir gom gamne. The shine rob to toby, you know? Chakwa, chakdam to da mena.
Sabi yores.
Tekba,
chichung yores.
Tekba, mara, tebu chichung yores.
Kaba yores. Sabi yores.
They do. Yes, there is.
The other table chisung said, Lola Sharzu Kaba Pajimari. The other quarter, Samba Dachijung, Jabba Dachijung, Taladan and Dibusang and Dachung.
The greater and lesser vehicles are posited from the point of view of the extent of one's thought, of the extent of one's behavior. And the extent of the effect.
So this is all in the rangi, then the gom sablugi, piggy, so soon number one piggy sang and so she was in a long give one piggy to Durba. Timarba.
Oh, the greatness or the difference of the vehicles is not posited just by one's own conceptions. In this country, men and women intermingle very freely, and since old values are no longer adhered to, there is much confusion about what is right conduct. How are male-female relationships to be a part of Dharma practice?
kare pomu da chalya
pomu da che de tensan to chic liberal of chevyares and in right kanda kardos to chaba yar of the kardos
to lohim re lohim pangu yare
one must give up
but the syllabus chevinen changju re changju injim ji kwa ya mare changju chemen tu ne kimbarang de ne yumuri lohim pangu re
there are various levels monks and nuns are to be celibate. For those who can't do that, there are lay practitioner. The conduct of a householder is to abandon adultery. And then there are divisions then within those who are married and aren't married. I don't feel worthwhile as a person.
How?
So
so
me.
Just worthwhile. Tungumindare
me lare. Me changnam nesa. How can I work on this as a beginning meditation student? Kuran beginning meditation student res and then karichao res.
To so so be samshu shungyarbe.
Lare
shumba.
One shouldn't be discouraged.
So all them human potential is same. I mean your thinking or your feeling, I am something invaluable, something.
No value.
No value. That is wrong. Absolutely wrong.
You are deceiving yourself. We have the force of thought, we have physical force, so what are you lacking? If you have willpower within your own thought, then you can do anything. If you become discouraged thinking what could such a person as me possibly do, then there's no, what do you say, there's no way that you can succeed in getting any happiness. Therefore in Buddhism it's usually said that you are your own master.
So you can do anything. Chazanga today in the Shumbelo Tan at Yamare.
What is the role of the teacher in practice? Is it necessary to have a teacher?
Yes. Yes. But yeah. Now again now depend on the subject. And general subject without general, I mean Buddhist idea, without teacher, you can learn through books. But certain complicated subject, without experienced person's, I mean, instruction or explanation, sometimes difficult to understand through just a reading book. So generally speaking, yes.
Your Holiness has spoken of service. How can we be of service in our American society?
In Russia, they are.
Another society, rope conditions.
Mitchell Penny Pembroda. Mitchell Russia.
If you help even only one person, that's help.
And in great chances in field of education, in schools and colleges and like that. Now you see, many are, I mean, the Christian brothers, his sisters, I'm carrying that work, which I'm really admire. We Buddhist monk, there are many things which we Buddhist monk must learn. So in the field of education and health, health, that is a direct service, you see.
This is direct service.
Then something like working in a company or factory, because of factory worker, you see, direct may not, but indirectly, I mean, you are serving the society. Though you are, kasore, you are very much pagan, mukan, that you are the yine samlu tongjogi, indirectly milp shemhe yon thure.
Even though you're doing it for the sake of your salary, indirectly, it does help people.
So you see, such work with your motivation, your think, I mean, trying to think, this my work is meant for kasore pena the mil pempechi.
Meant to help people.
Tama mendo songa song du songa song ni de ta song yo tsa re.
But then if you're making guns or bullets, that would be difficult.
Yeah, there is some tango song tas hypocrisy chek do. Then du ta ba ta se tanga xianbian yin sang sam tang hypocrisy chek chek do.
If you're making bullets and all the time thinking I'm doing this to help others, I'm doing it to help others, this would be hypocritical, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Marbe. Kadare. Kadare. The next.
On your journey through America so far, are there any surprising or particularly interesting things that stand out? I'm curious about your general impressions of our country.
No particular surprise. Certainly, I mean, this country is a great country. I think quite liberal in different ideas, in different, you see, tradition. Liberal. That is good. And people generally, I think, open and straightforward, which I like it. Very good.
Choose your tongue, sir.
Sure. That's enough. Titung Yamata. I don't know how to use it. That's enough.
It must be the end.
That's your tongue, sir. So thank you very much. I'm really appreciate mixing, I mean, with you here. I myself, feel or experience some internal, what do you call, peace or something like that. You see here, I mean, this place, I don't know, I could not speak, kasure, nicely. But in any case, here, in atmosphere itself, something here is very good. In the past, I visited different places, some Zen centers or like that. In these places, though I'm real, the concrete internal
experience,
great experience is rather difficult. Including myself. Very difficult to achieve something very big experience, but at least the whole, you see, atmosphere, something gentle, something peace, something friend, friendly, and kasore, something chigchigliya kasore ta. Right ta? I mean, chigmane yerok to sta atmosphere yedebshi.
A really beautiful atmosphere.
So that is very good. In some shops and some, you see, some other offices, people are not that gentle way. Too much kasure. I don't know, something
too tough.
You see, that creates some different atmosphere. Now here, not that way. It's some really gentle and peaceful. That's very useful and very helpful to internal peace. So I'm very happy. Thank you very much. I will pray for every success for your work. Thank you very much. Buddha 코랑 but 켄자하루 시키 나요 말고 그러면 뭐냐 다니기
Buddha
Buddha 가시 시대로
Buddha didn't show anything strange or behave in an unusual way but in a very nice way
so we must be a very nice way so this is my feeling
Gandhi Gandhi
okay so now 다신다 딱게진 야오래
Your Holiness, what is the most essential thing in the practice of Buddha Dharma?
I think compassion, love. That is the basic. And another thing is wisdom. Wisdom sight. There are different kinds of wisdom, but main wisdom is understand realization of ultimate nature. Usually we call emptiness, shunyata, the realization of shunyata. This is something very important. So these two are the basic teaching.
How can one work with deep fears most effectively?
Kosa, shena,
dingshin.
Here, quite a number of method or reason. Tangudi lenda samda chapingri.
The first is to think about actions and their effects.
Lenda kyalana?
If one believes or accepts that there are effects of actions.
Now here you see, usually we say something happened, something bad happened. We say, oh, very unlucky. Something good happened, we say, oh, very lucky. It's actually just the two words, lucky and unlucky, that is not sufficient. There must be some reason. Because of that reason, and that day or that time, become because of unlucky or lucky. So usually we do not go to beyond lucky and unlucky. If we think beyond what is the reason, then Buddhist explanation is the because of our past karmic reaction. That then you do let you do something by you know telling them to happen. You have to be leg turn in the this is something great.
Thus, one way is to think that the fear that you're having today. Comes as a result of some of your own actions in the past.
Chikchi. Taya niriya this sometime gre. Kasa chuti. Han chi tendi bin. Ngamra yong ya gi pen tungne ru jile ngamra yong gi yebina en tungne di chus yeba de meba sam chitang gre.
And for instance if you have fear of some pain or suffering you should examine whether there's anything you can do about that suffering. If you can do something about it, then there's no need to worry about it. If you can't do anything about it, there's also no need to worry about it. Then you could investigate who is it that's getting afraid. Examine the nature of yourself.
Where is I? Who am I? Where is I? What is the very nature of I? Beside my physical and my consciousness, where is I? That sort of investigation. That may help. And then it was a change of the name in any and change it to me around to land it that somewhere.
And for somebody who's engaging in the bodhisattva practices, one seeks to take other suffering onto oneself.
So, Shenan, you have a Kadulia, Tata, Shenda, Shenan, London, Shin, Shenan, you mentioned the Yunguri, Shenan, you did some of the tongue, Egon, Yoni, or something.
So, when you have fear, then you can think, oh, others have fear similar to this, and may I take to myself all of their fears?
That's the same time you do, And
even though you are opening yourself up to greater suffering, you're taking greater suffering to yourself, your fear lessens.
This is one method.
Or another way is to not let your mind stay with these thoughts of fear and put it on something else and let the fear just become lost.
That is a testing and temporary method. That is some sort of.
That's just a temporary method.
Then, kato ata shanda. Yeah, pena susu samne naliya. Tawa si pena tirbuchi. Si insecurity tirbuchi. Samu kogu dunani. Maso pena Buddhisti ini dene samdani apingre. Pena Buddha kasur kom, Lord Buddha kom. En Lord Buddha ke pambaliya susu cita. Yan pena niyade bekerja ini pena Lord Buddha ke pambal naliya ngotshan dayu samu. Nega imagination cik pingre.
And if you feel, if you have a sense of fear due to insecurity, you can imagine, for instance, if you're lying down or so, that the Buddha, you can imagine that the Buddha is right here and your head is in his lap.
That also, psychologically, sometimes may help. And then another method, sometimes, when you have a case,
And if any of you have this, who know how to recite mantra and so forth, you can do that.
So, this is my answer.
In different Buddhist traditions, there's ideas of different vehicles, lesser, greater, and supreme. When the mind is silent and free of attachment, aversion, and delusion, does it matter which vehicle is carrying it? Yes, there is.
The
greater and lesser vehicles are posited from the point of view of the extent of one's thought, of the extent of one's behavior, and the extent of the effect.
So this is why Hindu rangi tano komsabluki.
The greatness or the difference of the vehicles is not posited just by one's own conceptions. In this country, men and women intermingle very freely. And since old values are no longer adhered to, there is much confusion about what is right conduct. How are male-female relationships to be a part of Dharma practice? One must give up
syllabus chebi nen changju ri changju yin jim ji gwa ya ma re changju chim tu ne kim ba rang de ne yong ri en lo yin bang gu ri
there are various levels monks and nuns are to be celibate for those who can't do that there are lay practitioner
kim be dong ba ya re
the conduct of a householder is to abandon adultery And then there are divisions then within those who are married and aren't married. I don't feel worthwhile as a person. How?
So so me.
Me. Me.
Worthwhile. 통금.
나래 미 나래. 미 미 창남 매스. How can I work on this as a beginning meditation student? 그럼 beginning meditation student 레스는 가르쳐 오래스.
또 소소베 삼십 중구야래.
나래 슘바.
디스 가르쳐
슘바.
근데 걔는 삼단 좋아 말해.
One shouldn't be discouraged.
So all them human potential is same. I mean your thinking or your feeling, I am something, because invaluable, something.
Lare, no value.
So no value. That is wrong. Absolutely wrong. So 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 this word. Go on.
You are deceiving yourself.
만족 뭐냐 지금 다 싸움 당하기 싸움을 쇼티야라 physical 쇼티야래 and 가르치는 말도 쉬운 것도.
We have the force of thought. We have physical force. So what are you lacking?
소수 쇼티면 아 가소래. 소수 싸움을 나는다. Will power 여나 그 가인은 뒤도.
If you have willpower within your own thought, then you can do anything.
아니 쇼 매비친 가소다. 그럼 부디 다 소수배나 각에 내 영혼 믿을 사람들 배 슘배를 얻기나 슘배 털기 말해 슘배 대화터야 이거 말해.
If you become discouraged, thinking what could such a person as me possibly do, then there's no, what do you say? There's no way that you can succeed in getting any happiness.
저장가 Lord Buddhism 유시야 되면 더니 다른 거였을 거래.
Therefore, in Buddhism, it's usually said that you are your own master.
So you can do. Anything. 차상가 대대 인도 순별로 따오는 게 아마 그래.
드셔. What is the role of the teacher in practice? Is it necessary to have a teacher?
Yes. Yes. But yeah. Now again, now depend on the subject. And general subject without general, I mean Buddhist idea. Without teacher, you can learn through books. But certain complicated subject, without experienced persons, I mean, instruction or explanation, sometimes difficult to understand through just a reading book. So generally speaking, yes.
Your Holiness has spoken of service. How can we be of service in our American society?
In Russia, they are.
Like a society broke conditions.
Mitchell Penny Pembroke. Mitchell Russia.
If you help even only one person, that's help.
And in great chances in the field of education, in schools and colleges and like that. Now you see, many are, I mean, the Christian brothers, your sisters, I'm carrying that work, which I really admire. We Buddhist monk, there are many things which we Buddhist monk must learn. So in the field of education and health, health, that is a direct service, you say.
This is direct service.
Then something like working in a company or a factory, because of factory worker, you see, direct may not, but indirectly, I mean, you are serving the society. Though you are, kasore, you are very much indirectly.
Even though you're doing it for the sake of your salary, indirectly it does help people.
So you see, such work with your motivation, your thing. I mean, trying to think, this my work is meant for.
Meant to help people. But then if you're making guns or bullets, that would be difficult. If you're making bullets and all the time thinking I'm doing it to help others, this would be hypocritical, wouldn't it?
야 말해. 그래. 까다다리. The next.
On your journey through America so far, are there any surprising or particularly interesting things that stand out? I'm curious about your general impressions of our country.
No particular surprise. But certainly, I mean, this country is a great country. I think quite liberal in different ideas, in different, you see, tradition. Quite liberal. That's good. And people generally, I think, open and straightforward, which I like it. Very good.
주주동산회.
그래. 빠지나? 동야마다. I don't know how to use it. 빠진다 그래.
It must be the end.
다 주주승신. So thank you very much. I'm really appreciate mixing with you here. I myself feel or experience some internal, what do you call, sorry, peace or something like that. You see here, this place, I don't know, I could not speak nicely, but in any case, here, in atmosphere itself, something here, that's very good. In the past, I visited, you see, different places, some Zen centers or like that. In these places, though I'm real, the concrete internal
experience.
Great experience is rather difficult. Including myself, very difficult to achieve something very big experience. But at least the whole, you see, atmosphere is something gentle, something peace, something friend, kind of friendly, and something chigchigliya kasore ta. Right? Chigmane yerok to sta atmosphere yo debsi.
A really beautiful atmosphere.
So that is very good. In some shops and some, you see, some other offices, people are not that gentle way. Too much kasure. I don't know, something.
Too tough.
You see, that creates some different atmosphere. Now here, not that way. It's some really gentle and peaceful. That's very useful and very helpful and, to internal peace. So I'm very happy. Thank you very much. I will pray for every success for your work. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.